B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Did you just have to buy something? You had to have it. It was going to be life-changing for you. And you never used it?
What I say every time I go shopping. It's going to make a big difference in my life. I need it.
So we were getting ready to go on our beach trip for the 4th of July, and Amanda and I were planning the beach for having a 10-month-old who's going to be crawling, you know, getting into the sand and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to have this. It's like the floor of a tent. So we bought like a tent, you know, that you could pop up to protect us from the sun. And then instead of just putting towels down on the sand, it was like this material, Roy, that if you used it, the sand wouldn't stick to it. You could lay it down, stake it in, and the sand wouldn't stick to it, and you had yourself a nice floor for the beach.
Okay.
Well, the problem is, first of all, we forgot to take it with us. So we had to have it. And by the way, this was 2 days before we were getting ready to go, so we Amazoned it, primed it overnight, you know. Had it delivered to the house. Had to have it. It stayed in the garage. So I'm cleaning out my garage, and I saw that. And I go, Amanda, look, we didn't even use this. Mm-hmm. But we debated about it for 10 minutes whether or not we should get the stupid thing.
Okay.
So we have that. The other thing we got was for when we were out on the driveway hanging out in the days of the year where it's not, you know, 180 degrees outside. Mm-hmm. And you can sit outside without sweating. So we got this, like, octagon. Like a fighting MMA octagon, but Ruby sits in it. We had to have this thing. It was so great, and by the way, it came with a cover, so you could protect her in the shade. And we bought an additional fan to put in there to keep her cool. So when we're hanging outside with Dean, the older boy, and Ruby's sitting in the driveway in this little octagon, she.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Be happy. Guess what?
You never used it.
Guess who doesn't like it?
Ugh, that's the worst, man. That happens to me all the time. I buy stuff for cash, and I'm like, he's going to love this. And then he literally has no interest. Doesn't even, like, play with it for 10 minutes and move on. Like, he just has no interest in it altogether.
We put Ruby in it, and all she wanted to do was get out. So we did our garage cleanup, and I thought about it. I said, you know what? I need to ask the crew, like, what you bought that you had to have that you never used, really.
Oh my gosh, some of them stupid. It's like little stupid things. Like, oh, this is gross and I'm embarrassed. Okay, but so I bought this thing that shaves off the calluses on your feet. And I never used it. And I still have calluses on my feet. I've never scrubbed my feet.
Why did you not use it?
I don't know. I just kind of sat there and I never used it.
But it was a great purchase at the time.
It. And like I bought a humidifier. I'm like, definitely need a humidifier.
Oh, I use mine all the time though.
Don't use it.
Once you start using it though, then you'll feel like you need to use it.
Used it once when I was sick.
And that's it.
That's it. But I had to have it.
Area code 954 texted in, said, I had to have a steamer for my clothes.
Same here.
And I used it once before exchanging for a pants presser, which also never got used.
That's so funny.
Must be vacation week.
Probably.
Yeah.
Let me look and see. Oh, yeah. Nobody's on the road.
Yeah. No. Mm-mm.
Was today Saturday? You got to have things in your life that you absolutely had to have, and it's just sitting there unused.
You know, and I just said I buy things for cash all the time, and you know, my son doesn't like it or like won't use it. I had to have this like Ford F-150 truck that you like push them in. You know what I mean? It's like a hand truck for kids. They sit in it.
You hold the handle.
Yeah, you hold the handle and you push it, and they feel like they're driving. I thought Cash would love this thing.
Okay.
Won't even sit in it.
Oh, that's so
won't
annoying.
Even sit in it. Doesn't want to play with it. Doesn't want to look at it.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, and then you sell it for half the price.
That's exactly what I did.
Or you give it away to Goodwill or something. What about you, Nicole?
So I thought that I was going to be really self-conscious about my food portions. So I bought and overnighted a food weigher.
I fell into that trap.
And never have I ever used it.
Yeah. Same here.
Scam.
But I refused to throw it away because I was so adamant on buying it to the point where I told Lauren, I was like, hey, I have to use your Prime.
Yeah. No, I threw mine away because I watched Cops and all the drug dealers have scales. I didn't want the cops busting in thinking I'm doing some operation.
Red flag.
You know what's funny about not using this stuff, too, that we bought is how adamant we were that we had to have it.
We just got a text message from 704 saying that they bought a drone and never used it. And that's kind of what I'm going through now, too. Like, I'm debating, like, I'd really like a drone, but am I really going to use it?
You won't. I have a drone. I barely use it. I mean, I've used it for a couple real estate things.
Why don't you let me play with it, and then I'll decide if I want it.
Yeah.
You got to learn how to fly it.
Yeah, that's the operate thing. It. It's expensive when you break it.
That's true. And then I know somebody
who... A snow cone maker.
Someone texted in a snow cone maker.
Yeah.
That's funny. I know somebody, Lauren, who had a drone, didn't know how to fly it, and lost it.
How do you lose a drone?
They went into the woods and like in their backyard.
Let's talk with Valerie and Charlotte real quick. What's something you had to have but you never used?
I bought a bike, so I figured I'd exercise, but I only used it once, and then it sat in the garage.
Oh, yeah. You know, and right now, it's like trending now, that one bike that...
The Peloton.
Everybody's talking about the Peloton, but I think that if I ever got the Peloton, I would only use it a couple times. Exactly. I mean, I live in an apartment complex with a gym just downstairs, and I rarely walk near it.
Yeah, but, you know, bikes and treadmills, when they're in the bedroom, they make great places to hang your clothes.
That's true.
Valerie.
This is Karen in Hickory. What's something you had to have?
Well, I thought I needed the whitening gel from the dentist, where they make the mold for your teeth, and you put the gel in it, and and you use it for like 4 hours at a time. I used it once, and all the gel is still sitting in the refrigerator. It's been like 2 months, and I just think the Crest whitening strips are easier.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I spent all that money. It's sitting in the fridge.
Yeah, and it's that you had to have it though, Karen.
Had to have it.
You had to have it. All right, thanks.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.